Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
What song is that? That's Best Friends. Danny J. Lewis, Spread Love, SSR Steppers Remix.
When did that come out? Does it say when it came out?
Oh, I didn't look it up, man. But probably maybe 99, 2000s maybe. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Why did you
went to a garage rave last night, an old school garage rave. The little Nokia, that was the flyer. But I was sitting in bed just chilling. Like looking on Instagram, I think, and it came up, you know, one of them ads. And I'm like, well, let me just look at it. I looked at it and it was just DJ Wookie the whole night.
Oh, wow.
It was okay. Like some warm up geezer who like worked there, whatever. And then there was him.
Wookie is a legend.
And it was an actual old school garage rave. That's what it
Love
was.
It. Love it.
It was fucking.
What was the venue?
Mad. All the old Queen's Head in
Angels. Oh yeah, I know the one.
Some mad old pub with like a room at the top above. Sick, bruv. Just DJ Wookie in the corner.
Yeah, yeah.
Was it just bang it? And he knew he had to come with the old school of vibes because it was the old school garage. Like the whole thing, the whole marketing behind it was that.
Mm.
Bro, it was sick.
What, just you it and the missus?
Just took the missus, yeah. So, right. So I was on Instagram, saw it, bought like two tickets. I bought them months and months and months ago.
Okay.
And then I got a little thing saying, yo, you've got this show coming up. I said, oh, yeah. So we went last night. We went a little bit late, got there like, you know, I mean, half 10, 10:45.
Yeah, proper garage raving, bruv. You don't turn up before 11, you know what I mean?
And they went in, like we had a drink downstairs first. And when I said it, immediately the DJ before Wookie was just playing like the last two bangers. He just turned it into the garage and then... Bosh, that was him gone. Wookie came on and just instantly, and everyone was our age. Like everyone was like, not, had all the mad London garbs, and I was sick.
I was going to ask about the people. Yeah,
yeah. There was a couple of utes like kept walking in and out, going upstairs to get energy, and eventually they were just told to get like they were dashed.
Yeah, they didn't understand, man. They didn't.
Understand what was going on. Like we're all here for this, bruv. You need to go downstairs, bruv.
Just was there people with bottles of champagne like that, just going?
Yeah, oh, it was all like that, and like mosquito shirts. But everyone was safe.
Yeah,
like everyone was safe.
It's like back in the era when those tunes came out. It was the same people, but back then everyone was a little bit more aggy, a little bit more, you know, younger, a bit more like ego and all that. But now years have passed. We still love the music, still love the vibe, but just like got rid of the agginess to a certain degree.
There was no agginess at all.
And it makes it
and it was in a pub, so like the drinks weren't too expensive.
Oh man, sick.
Just getting licked. Got an Uber back, got licked. Bro, I'm just waiting. I sent you a video of
sick.
Did you hear that tune there? Did you play this tune there? Man, that's
good. Let me see this video. Hold on.
And big up Wookie, man.
Oh, there we go. I think that's the tune that I wanted to play. Wait, what tune is that?
I don't know the tune.
I never knew the name.
I've actually got it on Spotify. I've actually got that tune, but I wouldn't know how to
find it. Oh, there's Wookie. He's a legend, man. He did some ill remixes as well. I've got on record.
Little Man. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, we're crazy. That's the Wookie remix, 2001. Yeah, yeah.
Ah,
crazy. 2001. Bro, he dropped that.
I think he did a remix for Be Sincere, a remix, a Wookiee remix from MJ Cole's tune. Oh, man, he was so ill. And he was all about the bass lines, the low end, really simple, like, you know, just like nice, funky drum loop and just like, womp, 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 you know, just ill bass like lines.
Proper garage, that era of them in the middle of garage, and it was just the banging. There was banging bits coming out.
And you know, garage and drum and bass was happening. You know, usually they'd be a rave with a garage, a drum and bass room, and then they'd have a garage room, you know what I mean, as well. Although they were quite separate scenes, although people floated from one to the other, there was different vibes in them. I mean, I remember just garage raves, there was just always girls there. You were always going
to
be.
Isn't it mad that they were kind of like separated like that? But me, I would go to both.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think most people go to did. Both
different moods and shit. Like right now, straight up jungle now, like bunker, which we're gonna do. And you do that for like months, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then some tune would come out, you'd be like, oh fuck me, that's like a banger. That Gary Schumann's a banger.
And there were a couple of songs that crossed over, like Zinc. What was it? 143 Trek, 147 Trek. Remember that tune? It wasn't too fast, but it would work in a jungle rave, and it wasn't too too fast that it would work in a garage rave as well.
In the middle rhythm.
You know what I mean? Yeah. There was a few like that, man. But mate, take me back. I'm so jealous that you went to that rave. You were just
everyone was dancing.
Yeah,
I was getting flashback. Yeah. So you could hear someone knowing the tune, but the geezer's mixing it in. You turn around and like you know that he's mixing in the tune as well. Yeah. You have one of those moments, you don't know each other. He's like, right, it was like that, bro.
Oh man.
And Andrea, she fucking loved it.
Yeah, I was gonna ask about Andrea. Yeah, she didn't grow up with Gary.
She hates like all the Western like, this kind of music. Like she hates it. But she salsa. And like the old salsa, you're like fucking after a bit. Mm. You know what I mean? Like a bit of bachata, but
yeah,
she goes to like different raves with like Chase and Stays. She's like, oh, bruv, I can't do this. You know, it's like too, it's like just aggy.
I could see drum and bass maybe not taking it, but this one, she couldn't not feel the vibes, man, surely.
Yeah. And hip hop, she's just like, it's just a bunch of people saying like, fucking, fuck you and stuff like that. That's what she thinks.
Yeah.
So that was bad. She could like wear a dress and trainers and go. I said, no, we're going to check it. It's going to be sick. It's going to be sick.
Because she loves to dance. You know what I mean? That's the thing.
Loves it.
Yeah.
So do I. And that's why garage is great for that.
Yeah.
You know people are going to dance.
And it's infectious as well. And it's like no frills, bass lines, beats, and just some woman singing, I'm going to be your friend, your best friend. You know what I mean? Just like, Actually, let me play.
I'm going to be your friend. I'm going to be your friend.
Whatever, best friend, whatever. No, I swear that lyric, you know, and also, you know those, when they had those vocals, when I was younger, I would always guess wrong what they were saying. Because there was always a sped up, weird vocal, you know what I mean? And I'd be like, oh, he's saying this. And I'd sing that for years. And then I'd find out, I'd buy the record and I'd be like, oh, he wasn't even saying that.
Yeah, they weren't saying that. And it's the name of the track or something as well. You're like, oh, shit. Yeah, I'll just play that one down.
Exactly. Let me play my little garage track. When I heard you'd gone Garage Raven, I was like, let me get one out of the bag. This is New Birth, Anytime, the original mix. Yeah, it is the tune that was on the thing. I think this came out in 1997.
I've definitely got this tune.
Like those drums, those shuffling kind of mad drums, they just take me right back to that time, man. They're all sampled drums as well. They're all made on these drum machines. You know what I mean? There's a specific sound to that stuff that they try and recreate. And you can do a good recreation of it, but it just doesn't have like that same grip.
Two-step, isn't it, Gary?
Two-step. Those, yeah. It's just
instantly, it's like, ah, okay. You know what I mean?
It's the bass line.
People are going to hate these tunes.
Ah, they love it. They better.
Well, it's sunny day outside in Carnival, brother. This big tune.
There we go.
Sunny days tune.
Love it, man. All right, people, we got some graph critique to get through. We got some listeners' questions. Please, people, leave a like, leave a comment, all that good stuff. If you're listening on the Spotify and Apple Podcasts, you know, do what you need to do on there. What, like a subscribe or follow? I don't know. Give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. All these little things, they don't cost you a penny, but they help us out greatly. So do your thing, people. Do your thing. You know, theme, the other day, I did a last-minute graph commission. Yeah, it was the easiest money I ever made in my life. Well, one of. I mean, I've made some easy money in my life, yeah. But this one, I think it was either Wednesday or Thursday. No, Thursday, I got a call from Odyssey. Salute my man Odyssey. And he said, look, I'm going to Southampton. I got another gig I got to do over there. But some woman from a TV company called me. She said they need someone desperately for tomorrow. Amber, you free? Can you go do it? I'm sure you can get a lot of money out of it. You know, get some money out of it, whatever, whatever. And I was like, okay, cool. Yeah, I'm free. And he gave me her number. I called her up. And it was basically, she was telling me, you know, the Scala in King's Cross, the legendary venue, Scala.
Yeah.
They were filming in there for a TV show that's coming out on Amazon Prime called, I don't even know if it's got a name, the show yet, but it's got Riz Ahmed in it. You know the actor Riz Ahmed. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so they were building the set. I turn up about 1 p.m. You know, I mean, she said, yeah, just come at 1 and then we'll let you know what needs to be done. I brought some paint and some marker pens and shit like that, just ready for whatever. And turn up and they'd set up this one set. And they told me, the set designer was like, this is going to be backstage at a concert. Yeah. So I want you to like rough up the wall and put some tags on it and like, you know, some messages from bands, you know what I mean? Scratch into the wall, you know, just make it look like it's been roughed up and it's in the backstage of some rock club. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
So pretty I was cool. Like, easy money, man. I just put my marker pens out. I was like reverting back to my 16-year-old self, just tagging the wall. I put up theme. I was putting up arms house to your mom's house. I was putting up like, I was just trying to put in subliminal. I put up tapas a couple times. And so like, if this scene like gets, because you never know, at the end of the day, you decorate a set, but you never know which part they're going to film or where, you know, you never know. So I covered it in all sorts of shit. And then they put posters on top of that. And then I had to do tags over the posters as well, rip the posters up a bit, make it look like, you know.
Yeah.
And it literally took an hour and a half. You know what I mean? Yeah. I got paid 400 quid. It was fucking sick.
Easy money.
But yeah, I put up like some, they set up two chairs, like as if the actors are going to be sitting in these chairs. So I put bang in the middle. I put an Amber tag, an AHC tag. So hopefully they come up on the TV show. I'll keep my eye out for it. If I, you know, when it comes out, I'm sure it won't come out.
Amazon Prime,
you
said, yeah?
Yeah, I'm sure it won't come out till like next year, maybe, if it even comes out. I mean, again, these things, you never know. They film a whole load of shit, whether it comes out, whether it doesn't. I don't know if it's the pilot. They had no information for me. And to be honest, I shouldn't really even be telling you this information. I think I had to sign like an NDA or whatever. So don't tell anyone. Yeah.
You just tell it on the pod, but I won't tell anyone.
No. Yeah, yeah. Keep it stum. Yeah. Like, you know, read. Yeah. No, I'm sure it's fine. I didn't say anything.
We're talking a graph. Blue skies, bruv. Blue skies.
Mate, it's fucking hot now. It's coming right on me. We're filming this on Saturday, 24th of August. Carnival is tomorrow and Monday. We haven't done the boards yet. We haven't gone down. It's been pissing down with rain all day today. We were going to film this episode down in Portobello Road. We were going to go in the heart of Carnival and see some of the rioters, but it's just been pissing down with rain. But I might head up there now anyway after we record this and maybe get some extra footage, which I will put at the end of this podcast. You know what I mean?
Buds has got chromes and colors, he said.
Oh, excellent. All right, sweet. Shout out Buds, man. I'll go link him. I also got a message from Tapas. I'm not even kidding. He's in London. I told him, if you can come, I'll sort you some paint and we'll do some bombing around on the boards. And so I'm waiting to hear back from him. So you never know. You might see the AHC Tapas link up.
Tapas.
I mean, but also I'm kind of scared. Like, he might rob me for the paint. He might, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, who knows what he's capable of.
He might write tapas on your face.
He might just spray paint me all brown and then just ditch me in Labrador Grove. Yeah. I mean, you got to be careful, man, you know? But yeah, so...
I'm going to try and come, but I just have to sort the missus first.
It would be, obviously, it'd be amazing. Then,
birthday. This is my birthday weekend, bruv.
Oh, yeah.
Forgot to mention that.
It was
fucking birthday. That's why the blue skies have come out.
You see that message I sent you when I was at that thing on Thursday.
Yeah.
With all City Steve. I don't want to post it here because he did it privately for me, man. But I got him to go, you don't know nothing about no crap.
It was brilliant. It was brilliant.
Now, shout out.
And then he went in after that as well. Yeah. He was enjoying the moment.
Now, shout out All City Steve. Everyone, go check out his channel, man. He's done some legendary interviews with some legendary people, but he's just really bad at
the guests he's got.
He's really bad at promoting himself, man, and really bad at like, I'm obviously respect to him.
It's true, isn't it? He's got mental the amount of guests, the sum of the guests.
And he's been doing it a long time, man. It's just, and I had a long chat with him on that night when I saw him. Yo, shout out Stocky, by the way, and Leek Street 26 or whatever that venue. It was a good night, man. Shout out Zonk and Cope and who else was there? Don was there, fucking, obviously Frez, Pyramines. Size doesn't matter. Fucking Equal CBM was there. Shout out Equal. I got to meet him. Michelle in Wonderland. She follows us on Instagram. A bunch of people who I hadn't met who follow us, who love the podcast.
Donny Don was there.
People showed a lot of love for the podcast there, man. A lot of people came up to me. They were asking, where's theme? And yo, I love the podcast.
It's his birthday.
Yeah.
He's sitting in his house like a moody prick.
No lie. I swear, at least. A bunch of people came up to me saying big up for the pod, but there was one guy in particular, I can't remember his name. I think his name was George.
Just said he hates
really
us.
No, really plain guy. No, he came up and he gave me a really heartfelt thing. He goes, yo man, your podcast has helped me out through these things, like, you know, and he's like, makes my week a lot better. Like, he was just giving us props, and I was like, man, thank you. And he goes, I don't usually come up to people like that. And I was like, no, I'm glad you came up, brother, man. Love, you know what I mean? So that was really nice, man, and joyous.
Almshouses for the people, then, that's what we've always said.
The graffiti podcast called Almshouse to Your Mum's House.
Yeah, buddy. All right, let's get into
the critique or this question.
We'll leave the critique till the end, I think, man. Let's get into this question, man. Yeah? All right, this guy, he's put a voice modulator on, so it's kind of hard to decipher what he's saying, but let's check it out.
So listen now.
Yo, what's up, Armshouse, aka the BBC, Bonesy Button Crew. My question to you is related to something you were talking about on one of the older putties. I think you were discussing when you were at a hip-hop karaoke night, and obviously Themos was too much of a certified don to be spraying the next man's bars, but I want to know. If you had one shot, one opportunity,
one shot,
what track would you spit? And it's got to be hip hop. This ain't BBC Six World Music. What track could you absolutely just shell on a hip hop karaoke night? Please keep doing what you do.
Salute. Thank you for that question. For people maybe couldn't work that out, he's saying if we were at a hip hop karaoke night, what would be our tune of choice? And we did mention it on previous podcasts because I'm the hip hop karaoke champion, my mates.
Yeah, man, multiple years in a row.
I want to shout out Rob Percy and Super X and what's the rest of them? I haven't been in years, but when I used to go a lot, they're still going. I think every Thursday at the Hoxton
karaoke, bro.
It's run by all them lot, man. Southern Hospitality. It's a wicked vibes night, hip hop karaoke. I used to go all the time Thursday night when it was down in Oxford Street. Little Portland Street, there was a little venue called The Social. We used to go down there. It was such a live jokes night, and there was a good crew of regulars that used to go every week, and we used to, you know, come up with songs to do and try and impress each other and shit. And it was great fun.
The whole song in your bedroom and then go and spit it.
Here's a little medley of me doing hip hop karaoke.
Hey, yo, who the fuck is this? Hey, Jamila. Oh shit, I talk back, I need to take a piss. Only when I'm drunk I sing a song like this. My grandma and your grandma, sitting by the fire. Hold on, turn the beat off, now keep it going. Amber, can you make it? I'm just not knowing. No, hold on, let me choose. Could it be the boots or it's the shoes? The shoes, it's gotta be the shoes. Cause girlies they got, they stand around the track. So I say boom, shakalaka, grab the microphone, the jack. To tell me the truth, when I'm on the mic, I say anything that sounds good. I drop on the sound of my song.
I'll put in a little medley there. But theme, what song
tune,
do you know?
What tune could you smash?
Yeah, like what song do you know all the lyrics so off by heart that you could just spit it, man? You know what I mean?
Shaheem, Move in Silence.
What, you know all the lyrics off by heart?
Most of them, yeah. And if I heard the tune twice, I'd get it all back.
Okay, but the thing is...
I stash butterfly knives and 45s in my garments, you know, so sick. I take the power driller and drill it right through your liver, ha ha. I'm ruthless, possessed by the devil. Fuck firepower, I'm on a whole nother level.
Sick. Yes.
But okay, a lot of like blatantly gin and juice and like anything like that. Gin
I was about juice, to say, like with the
G thing.
With karaoke in general, but you know, obviously this counts for hip hop karaoke. Like when you're doing a karaoke night, you want to do a sing along tune where people are going to join in. You know what I mean? But with hip hop karaoke, I used to do more obscure hip hop songs just to kind of show how hip hop I am. And then like, you know, the crowd, most of them don't even know what the fucking song is or some like obscure joint from 94.
They don't give a shit. Yeah.
They're impressed. Time. If you do it well, people love it. You know what I mean? They still enjoy it, but it's just like, they're like, what kind of tune is this? But then when you do-
Murder Was the Case. It Was a Good Day by Ice Cube.
That would be a
Dear Mama by Tupac. Like, I could do bad.
Those are all great ones, man. For bare sure.
Different tunes. But I reckon it would be Gin and Juice. Or Murder Was a Case.
Yeah, I think my go-to was Lords of the Underground, Chief Rocker. Because everyone knows the song, everyone recognizes the song, but it's a very difficult lyric to spit, man. Yeah,
it's not what the average karaokeist would
select. Yeah, I mean, so that would impress the ladies, you know what I mean?
It would impress the karaoke ladies, that's right. They're like, oh, he's gone for a rather tricky one tonight.
Exactly. You wouldn't do
difficulty level.
You wouldn't do an Eminem song. Nah.
No.
I did Far Side
Pass. Windows tinted in my ride when I drive in it. So when I rob a bank, I just hop it and dive in it. So I'll be disguised in it. And anybody identifies the guys in it. I hide for five minutes. Come back, shoot the eyewitness, fire at the private eye, hide to private my business.
Oh, yeah. You see, that would be a sick one. That would go down well. You know what I did? I saw one time.
Public enemy.
Someone came on, this geeky white guy came on and he did the Far Side Passing Me By. Yeah. And this was in the early days of hip hop karaoke. Yeah. And so we was quite impressed. He's doing Far Side Passing Me By and he did it quite well. You know what I mean? He knew all the lyrics and he was doing his thing. Then it got to that point, you know, that bit in the lyric where he goes, she could be my broad and I can be her.
Could be her.
Yeah. But obviously in the censored version, he goes, I could be her, I could be her. And then he just went, she could be my broad and I could be her. And he just said it like proper like that, yeah, with a big smile on his face. And like the thing is, a lot of the hip hop karaoke crowd they're black people, you know what I mean? It's not all just white people like you might think it would be in London.
What's he supposed to do? That is the lyric.
You're not allowed to do that, man. You're not.
But when you're singing the lyrics of a song that's been written, yeah, do you think I'm ever going to like not say that? I mean, those are the lyrics.
You know what? Listen, when I first did hip-hop karaoke, I did a tune with the N-word in it and I dropped the N-word. Yeah, I did on the first time I did it.
But you're not the N-word. That's what I'm saying.
No one batted an eyelid.
No, I'm not saying because of your skin color. I'm saying that's the song.
Yeah, it's the song. No, I know. But people could see that I was, you know, it wasn't just like a novelty. It wasn't a novelty for me, you know what I mean? Like, it was just like, you know, I'm, you know what I mean? Whereas you were like, but now I wouldn't do that. Like, I stopped doing that after. I just would drop it out. I just wouldn't say it. Because I just out of respect and just like, you know, I just don't want people
to think. Yeah, it's not like if I'm in public and I'm rapping to one of the songs, I'm on the train, I'll just drop those words out.
You got to, man. I mean, you know, what the fuck, man? It's just like, and also I don't want, because I see a lot of people, not everyone, obviously, but I see a lot of people who like relish in the opportunity to say it. Not because they're racist or anything like that. They're just like, yo, it's my opportunity to say it. And that's what come across with this guy. Yeah, the way he said it and then his eyes lit up.
And then everyone was just so happy.
Actually, nah, that wasn't right, man. You know what I mean? No one had a go at him and he was fine. You know what I mean? But it was just that
little awkward. Everyone went a bit flat.
Yeah, it was just like, should we allow this? Should we not allow? What's up? That's it now.
Because
it's a weird line. It's a weird line. Like you said, it's the tune. You know what I mean? And if you're not saying it out loud, you're saying it in your head.
I blatantly would have said Jigger. You know,
or something, Jigger. Or brother, or something. Like you can say another word that rhymes with it. Like that. Yeah, that's not. I mean, because at the end, it is a weird one, man. And I've heard a lot of rappers who made the songs themselves, and they've been asked, what do you say about people come to see you live and they're rapping along and they're dropping N-bombs? And then I've heard some of the rappers go, it's cool with me. I don't give a fuck. It's part of the song. You know, like you're saying, I've seen people say that. And I've also heard people say, nah, they're not allowed. Nah, they're not allowed. They're barred from saying it. I mean, it just depends on the person, you know, and it's a weird subject. It's a weird one, man. Cause
no, it's not. It's for me, it's pretty cut and paste. Like, you know, there's no reason or excuse for me to use that word ever, and I never would. I never think about it. But if you're in a karaoke and you're doing the song, like, what if they said it? What if there was a different word that was in, like, rock songs and you would just, like, drop it out because, fuck your mother or something? Like, oh, I won't say those. When does it kind of...
I mean...
But I definitely wouldn't. I think I wouldn't have said it. I would have swapped it for Jigger. Or
ultimately, it comes down to your intent when you're saying
fella.
You know what I mean?
Could be her fella. Yeah.
It's about your intent. Now, if your intent can't be shown to everyone, like, you know what your intent is, whether it's good or bad or whatever, but no one else does. You know what I'm saying? So rather than just do it and then hope everyone thinks that you're on the right side, like, it's best just to let it go, man, because
I heard a sick JV, it's funny, I heard a sick Jay-Z verse last night, which I'd never really heard before, like, a couple of times. It's on someone else's track, but when he comes on, I'm like, yo, he does that, he comes in well, nice.
Yeah.
And I skipped it back, like, and just listening to it, I was like, oh, I'm gonna like try and think of something to use a bit like that. And then I realized the first word was the N-word. Of the first sentence, the first word is the N-word and the last word of the same sentences. There's only like six words in it.
Yeah.
In the first sentence, I'm like, oh. And then the next word, the next sentence has got it in again. And the next, I'm like, just loud.
Yeah.
Just loud. There's no point even like listening to it because you'd never be able to like, just in your head, like remember it. Like, oh yeah, that was a deep lyric.
No, it's a mad subject. And then there are some rappers who use it as a crutch, man, who just say it way too much and it's unnecessary. And there are some people who they use it the right, you know, whatever. And it's a good word to rhyme, man. It rhymes with a lot of cool shit. You know, trigger, go figure. Yeah. You know what I mean?
My dick's bigger. Tell that. Yo, you can't see that word. So tell that wigger.
Yes, exactly.
That's what he should have said.
He should have said, I could be. That's what you should have said.
Everyone would have been like, bye.
He should have, man. That was, oh, man. But I just remember how awkward it was when he said it. And everyone was just like, nah. Yeah. But yeah, man.
Answer that question, man.
I
know what tune it is, but I don't know what tune it is. I'm pretty sure it's a Snoop tune. I would just do live at the karaoke, Bosh.
Yeah, that will go down Bosch. Well, I'll tell you what songs got done every week without fail. Someone did Ice Ice Baby. Someone did, you know, usually the girls who would get up, they would do that thing every week. That was done. Salt and Pepper, Push It. What other big songs, tune, man?
Big tune, Salt and Pepper, Push It. Push It.
Yeah. There was a few that used to get done every week.
LL Cool J, long time.
Nah, LL Cool J is difficult, man. It's not that easy to do karaoke. I'm doing it, yeah. I remember doing Onyx Slam with a bunch of people once. That was the Boys Be Boys.
That's another one.
Yeah. I'm a B-boy.
Yo, let's get some graph critique, guys, huh?
All right. People have been sending in a bunch since the last episode, man. So thank you for that. Please keep them coming in, man. Keep them coming in.
Your mom's got a sweaty gash. Send the things in.
All right, let's start with this one. I want to know what Themes thinks about this one. Let's go. Boom. I'm sending it to your WhatsApp right now. And
I think I was meant to get some clothes from Alba's house and I haven't got them.
All right. Well.
Yo, look at this with the hand coming out.
Yeah. Describe it for the listeners, please.
It's a blue hand with a mouth. The tongue is coming out. It's got teeth. And to the left and right are... illegible scribbles.
Illegible scribbles, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there we go. But the hand is tasty, jolly nice.
You can't jolly nice. You can't work out what it says.
Well, if I had like half an hour.
Yeah, it is a wild style, proper wild style thing. I'm trying to find the message of the guy who sent it because I can't remember what it says either, man. Shit. I know it begins with a B.
Well, it doesn't say buds or ban or baps.
Oh, no, maybe. Boast. No, it's two. Basically, this is by two guys, yeah? Someone who writes, I think, Brazer and another guy who writes Stumps. And they combine their words. So it says like Stager or Blumps or something. I can't remember, man.
Okay.
So it's mad intricate. It's blue and purple, black outline, red and yellow, like kind of wispy clouds going around the outside. That hand with the mouth in the hand is a famous emblem, I think, from a skateboarding brand, I think. I can't remember the name of the brand.
I was thinking Mad Circle, but it's not.
Actually, I
definitely see it. Santa Cruz?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Santa Cruz, no?
I'm going to look it up right now. Look it up right now. It's a really famous, the Screaming Hand, designed by Jim Phillips in 1973, was the main logo of Santa Cruz brand. Yes, you are right. Well done, Themos.
Well done, Themos. Themos showing his knowledge on the pod.
Yeah, well, you used to be a skater, Themos.
I'm going to get shit. I was going to bring some clothes back from Albert's house when I went to feed that fucking cat.
All right, but don't tell us on the pod. No one cares about on the pod, all right?
Fucking cat.
The fucking cat.
Fucks me off, that fucking cat.
Hopefully the people who did this, they can comment below on the YouTube and clarify. Theme, do you think it's dope or not? Come on.
I mean, it's obviously got some dope stars. You know what I'm saying? It's just not my thing. You know, I like the character the most.
Why is it not your thing? Why not?
Because when graphs like that, I love a good wild style.
Mm.
This is, to me, isn't wild style. This is, it's just like witchcraft, mate. It's just witchcraft, mate. Like, there's no way anybody, if you didn't tell them, there's no way anyone would get what it is. So it's not about getting your name up, and it's just gone completely into that side of doing like some sick art, which is what it is.
No,
let's come
that's
up with
still
something.
Graph.
Let's mix our names together. Let's do the hand. Let's smash it.
Theme, I mean, listen, if I come across a wild style piece that I can't read, I'm a letters guy, as we've said many times. So if I can't make out the letters, then yeah, that does come down. It does bring it down a bit in my books, but I can still see letters in there. I just can't make out what they are. I can now appreciate it's still graph. I disagree with you saying, oh, it's just art. No, that's graph. It's a graph style. It's like more of an organic thing. There's no like straight lines in this whatsoever anywhere in there. There's no straight lines. All the lines are jagged and pointy and like it looks like it's a tree branch. You know what I mean? But blue and purple tree branches.
Yeah, it looks like the roots.
The roots like intertwining in with each other. I think it looks really fucking cool, to be honest, man. But it does go down in my estimation because I can't make out the letters because I want to see if the letters are cool or not. And I can't remember what it fucking says. Slumps or blager, blagger. Oh, fuck.
But it's almost like, you know, you're not meant to look at the letters. You're meant to look at it overall.
So then, and again, it kind of.
The whole composition of it. And you're like, yeah, it's cool. But it's, you know, that's brilliant. I mean, I can't do that.
Mm.
But
I probably could if I tried, if I had the patience. I'm not trying to big myself up too much because it is really good, but I don't think it's, you know, out
I
of
love
the realms
like a,
of
I love a semi wild style kind of thing. It's just probably the best for me. You got me.
All right.
But it's good, man. It's big. It's Tonk.
Yeah.
It's our, the geezers have got techers. You know what I mean?
They've got man, techers.
They've got techs.
And the hand, they did it well, yeah. And you know, it's floating through, blood coming out of the bottom bit.
But if you can't do what we do, then you're a toy. If you can't read it, yeah. If you can't read our graph, that just means that's just on you, innit, bruv? Do you know what I mean? You're just fucking pussy, bruv. Do you know what I mean? You can't even make it out.
Exactly.
It's one of them ones.
All right, let me
walk
send
away
you,
from it going, oh.
Let me send you another, let me send you another one.
I wish I was in the crew. Oh, it's gone well dark and grey over here.
Yeah, it's starting to get a little bit here, but I think the rain is done, though, for now, but... Whatever, I mean, fuck it, we'll see once we're done. Did I send that over? You got it?
Yeah.
All right, again, I don't remember who sent this in, but they've done an AH2YMH Arms House to Your Mum's House. Outline, just a biro on a fucking lined paper. What's that tag on the bottom left?
Brewef.
Yeah, Bruef. That's what it looks like. And then he's put up an amber tag and then a theme tag. The tags look cool,
Brewer,
man.
Brewer. No, it's definitely an F, isn't it, that last bit?
Yeah, because he's done that line going through the middle. Yeah, for sure. Brewef. I mean, whatever. Yeah.
So it's just a pen outline. Quite nicely done. Nice, simple, basic letters of the little doodah somewhere on them on shit. Bit of 3D uncolored in, all just like a linear pen drawing.
It's all one liner, yeah.
I just like a bit of graph like that. I especially like the H.
Mm.
The M's are right. You know what I mean? Not a big fan of the A though, there, bruv. And yeah, what can you say? It's an outline, bruv.
It's got that very classic.
Classic bit of graph. Classic bit of graph. Style.
London graph specifically, I think.
That's what I'm saying, baby. Yeah.
Teacher's
been all over those H's back in the day.
Oh shit, Mudlag is in the house. What's up, Mudlag? Pull up a chair.
Yes, Mudlag.
Hello, how are you?
Hola, Nemshu fil Carnaval, Khoya.
Carnaval.
Yella.
All right. Okay, let me send you over one more theme. All right, here you go. Someone sent this in. I want to see your reaction theme. There we go. Boom. Boom.
Shake the broom.
We can see where it is. It's down in Leek Street.
What the fuck is this soppy, squidgy little noodle of a fucking stamped on in your fucking home slippers? It squidges into the felt and you got to get it off and then rub them with a fucking wet wipe to make them even more fucking moist. The fuck? Nick, all of those. Look at all those belt-ons sitting there, man. Getting raped by this fucking gash. Well, man's got like a tripod up there. He's been like, yo, I just need to show the people.
I told him.
As I do each letter, I'm moving along so I get a better angle and I can really show my skills with your mustardy bogey colours, bruv. This is banned from the art. I can't believe he said, what's the,
I knew you'd love
this. Don't tell me it's letters. It is, isn't it?
You know what? I told him, have you not got a better photo of it? And he was like, no, when I finished, they'd set up a DJ thing. As you can see here, they'd set up some decks on the side. And so he couldn't get a front on picture of it. And then he knew you'd fucking hate it. Yeah. But I said to him, I was like, what does it fucking say? And he said, it doesn't say anything. It's just weird shapes. I thought it was a Y at the end or like an O.
Go back to your mum's house. Ask if you can move in. Go to the shop and buy pens and pads and sit in your bedroom and do that, bruv.
All right, let me describe
it. Bring it out for the people to have to look at it.
Let me describe it for the people listening. All right, so he's mulched it all black. It's like a short wall. So it's not a very tall wall, that part of Leek Street. Anyway. And he's done basically shapes, and it kind of looks like a kid would cut shapes out of paper, you know, different colored tracing paper, and glue them onto a piece of paper type of thing. It's just like random shapes. They look like letters. Like there's an O there. There's a C in there. There's an I. There's a Y. Like, you know, things that look like letters, but apparently, according to him, he said there's no letters in there, so it's just random.
All right, shapes. Bruv, no letters. Do you know what I mean? It's 100% letters.
It kind of reminds me of Matisse's later work when he was collage. Yeah, when he was doing collages, cutting out of paper and pasting them on. I think personally, no.
He ripped off his own helmet, didn't he? And used to use his foreskin to dab into the paint. And then that effect that he dab onto the paper was fantastic.
Look, at the end of the day, this isn't graph. Just because you did it with spray paint, I wouldn't call it graph. He's obviously got can control. Like, it's all really cut away nicely and like, you know, I don't know if he used the stencil or not. Probably not.
Masking tape, bruv.
Masking tape, maybe. Is there masking tape down here? There is masking tape. Look, around one of the tins. He's got masking tape, bruv. If you use and you can even tell he used fucking masking tape, man. All right, allow this guy. I'm taking it off the screen. I'm not keeping it on the screen.
Take it off the screen, off the ticket. Goddamn screen.
Fuck this guy. All right, let's Let's do one more, man. Let's do one more. Here we go. Bada boom, Bada bing. Here we go. I'm sending it to you now.
I can't believe I'm going back to the cat's house. Yeah. I cannot. Arms house people, then. How? What is the best way to kill a cat? Send it in.
To kill a cat and make it out like you didn't do it. That's the thing. That's the important bit. You can't be... Yeah. Can't leave any evidence.
Krenatron. It's a dove with a black outline and a red border. It's got purple and background with blue bubbles, which have their own individual highlights on them.
Oh, is it raining again? Like, oh, fuck, it's pissing it down. There's a big gray cloud.
It's dark, dark gray over White City, bruv.
Yeah. Yeah, you can probably hear it coming down, man.
Is it that bad?
I mean, look, you can even see my room is like it was shining bright
on
my
face. You've gone back to fucking, yeah. You're in Shakira Law. You live in Shakira Law, bro.
I need to go get the porno light to light me up, man. I'm in the dark now. Actually, Mudlag, I beg you switch the light on. It's, I think, one of those.
Mudlag, don't switch light on for nobody.
Nah, he'll do it for me. It's all good.
Oh, my God. I like the E. I quite like the E, actually.
I like the K. Mudlag, come have a look at this. You can smoke in here, it's all right. Hold on.
You like the K?
I kind of like it, yeah. And the way it links into the R. I like the E as well. Oh, shit. Kren, yeah, as you said.
Kren, oh, you see Kren, yeah? Man's letters are poking through man's letters, bruv.
Hold on, let's hear what Mudlag was saying.
Very good.
Very good. How many goats you'll trade for?
Five goats.
Five goats again, all right. Five goats.
That's good.
Yeah.
You know?
Who was
it's
it?
It's got a double border, red and orange border. It's got highlights. He's got little white bits in the shadow.
He's gone in. Man. For a dub, he's gone in on it, you know.
Yeah, me gusta.
And I like
me gusta.
I like that when people do that, man. Maybe too many white lines in the 3D, but that again, that's just a matter of taste on my behalf. You know what I mean? It still looks cool.
Well, if it rains, that's it, bro. It's over.
Oh, it's pissing down, but I think it's going to be one of those short blasts of rain, man, and it's going to go away.
How many times I've just had memories of how many times we've had these kind of convos to paint the boards over the decades.
Yeah,
when it's been pissing it down, you're like, we gotta get reach on the fucking boards.
and that rant. But to be honest, I'm going to go to Carnival tomorrow. I'm going to take a couple tins with me anyway and just batter it while I'm walking through. I'll tell you what, in the last couple of years of Carnival. Because I used to go meet up with a crew of 15, 20 of us. We'd all go to Holland Park Station, walk up to Ladbroke Grove from there, walk through, go to see this sound system at this time, then go to Abershanty, bun a big fat zoo at Abershanty, then go to Good Times, listen to a bit of, what's his name from Good Times? Norman Jay, you know what
Norman
I mean?
Norman Jay.
Like, you know, you'd always have to catch his set because it was always good time. But now it's changed a lot, man. A lot of these people, Norman Jay isn't there. His double-decker bus isn't there anymore.
He's long gone. That was bad. All Saints, that was sick.
And we'd always go to All Saints where the drum and bass system was. And we'd go at the end where the park is and, you know, all the toilets are. And we'd usually hang out there for way too long. Like, you know, because you'd just be bumping into people every 5 minutes. You'd split up from all your mates, but you'd all be texting each other going, yo, meet at Abershanty. So I used to get down like that with Carnival, yeah? But in the last, like, 2, maybe 3 years, I've rocked up on my J's and I've just, like, got off at one station.
Sprayed paint on my jacket.
No, because we've done after parties, yeah? I've DJed at after parties in the last 3 years in a row, usually around Kilburn or where Harrow Road is, you know, that side of Carnival. So I would get to Carnival on the other side and I'd walk my way through. So I'd get there about 3-4 in the afternoon for the last 2 hours of Carnival and spend those 2 hours just walking from one end of Carnival all the way to the other, just bumping into people, get some curried goat on the way, red stripes on the way, catching tags all the way through. And then once I reach the other end, obviously make it to the other thing. And then that's when my night would start. You know what I mean? That's what I've done the last couple of years, man.
So bowl through the whole thing, catching joke on your way to get the coin.
And just leaning, you know, bumping into people going, yo, what's up? Hanging out for 5-10 minutes and then just keep walking, you know? Yeah. And I'd usually have flyers as well for that night as well, just handing out flyers and shit. I'm not DJing tomorrow, but my mates are all playing Mr. Shiver and Size Doesn't Matter, all them lot at Stuart Patterson's thing down in Kilburn. I can't remember the name of the venue. Anyway, this is coming out on Wednesday, so none of you lot can go anyway. But yeah, so I'm probably going to do something similar tomorrow. I don't know. I'll chat with Mudlag. I don't know. You not up for it, Theme?
I've got the ute them tomorrow. I've taken them to carnival before, and they're just like, Dad, can we go?
Yeah, allow taking kids there, man. I reckon.
But they're just like, can we go after about an hour?
No women, no kids.
No women, yeah. No kids.
That's it.
No women, no children. Jesus.
That's the best rule of all time.
I do love carnival, though. I love the vibes there. I love the history of carnival. I love that we take over the streets. And, you know, and like, you know, we were talking the other day about the riots kicking off here and all that stuff about anti-immigration, all these things. And this is a celebration of immigration. You know what I mean? Like all the food, the smells, the music, everything is just like joyous and beautiful. Yeah. People outside of London always go, oh, you're going to get stabbed if you go carnival. Oh, they're going to get acid.
Yeah, you've got to take a machete these days.
If you want to get stabbed, you can get stabbed very easily if you want to. Yeah, but if you don't want to get stabbed, you won't get stabbed. You know what I mean? Just be careful your belongings. You know what I mean? I remember once we were walking through a really like packed part of carnival, yeah? And my mate was on his phone like that. And then there was people coming this way and that way, you know? Like, and then someone just went, yoink, and just grabbed the phone out of his head. And he just went like that. But he's getting pushed by everyone that way. So he can't even run that way to chase this guy. And he just disappeared into the sea of people.
He's getting pushed.
For, and I was right behind him getting squashed as well. I was like, fuck. I just saw the whole thing. I was like, man. And I just looked at my mate. I was like, it's gone, bruv. There's nothing you could do, man. There's nothing.
I was with a girlfriend once. Oh, shit. The rain's hit here now.
Yeah.
I think it was Shireen. And we come out of one restaurant, like news agent, getting some beers.
Yeah.
And there's just a gang fight on the street, and everyone's legging it one way. So you come out, it's like this is one of those horror movies where fucking a T-Rex has appeared, and everyone, you're like, what the fuck? Just turned to dust.
Yeah.
Left her. Drop the beers, pick them up, and let them around.
No women, no kids.
Yeah. I remember shoving her into a doorway, like bang, pulling her, and everyone just bowling past, and then feds after that.
You reminded me one year I was there with my girlfriend at the time, her mate, my sister, my mate Eddie, and this other guy, yeah? And we were bopping around, and then we got to Portobello Road, and then we went to the end, and then we went to where the pit was. This is when the pit was still around, yeah? Mm. And we, like, squeezed past something because it was all locked off. You know, they lock off areas or whatever. And that road where the pit is, yeah? You know the entrance is on that side, but the road is on the other side, and there's a fence there. And on that road was, like, the Aggiest sound system. Man, like they were playing proper like dance hall and fucking garage and grime. This was like at the height of grime. This was years and years ago, you know,
when
like
gigs came on,
mid-2000s, the hardest. And there were just crews of people, man, all these gangs, like, you know what I mean, like just like you could smell it in the air, like the agginess. We managed to squeeze past everyone, and we got through because I wanted to show everyone the pit, yeah. And we got in round and we got into the pit. Yeah. And it was just us in the pit. And we were sitting there, like, you know, drinking or whatever. And I was showing them the graph. And then next thing we look up where the sound system was. And they were like on the mic going, no, stop. No, you got like a fight had broken up. We couldn't see, obviously, because we were in the pit. Mm. But the guy on the mic, they were like, stop the music. No, you can't do that. And apparently the biggest ruck kicked off. And like, we only could see like bottles flying around. And then they started flying into the pit. People throwing this. Really? Just
some mad rock. Yeah.
It became some dude came running into the pit like this, like with fucking blood coming all out. Like, it was like a crazy fracas kicked off. Yeah. And we were sitting there going, fuck, like dodging fucking bottles and shit. And I was like, all right, come on, let's go. And I knew a little slick round the back to get back onto port, like to avoid that area basically. And we managed to get away and it was mad exciting, to be honest. And I was like, follow me, because I was with everyone who didn't usually go to carnival at the time. So I was like leading everyone. And
I'll get you out of this mess. I live in London. Let's go.
It's like, if you want to live, come with me.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, them scenes from the movie.
How many people says, what is it today? Saturday today. How many people do you reckon to be stabbed at carnival?
I mean, it's usually between...
We could do bets. No, whoever gets closest.
Okay, boom. All right. Let's do a
and
bet.
And then on Wednesday, we can see. Bet, like whoever gets closest wins, like a game.
Okay.
But come Wednesday, hopefully we'll know by then.
Yeah. And then that's good. Let's do bets.
Imagine, this is so bad. Imagine like 20 people got stabbed and on Wednesday. We're like, oh my days.
Yeah, no, of course. We don't want to will anything into
existence, but... I reckon I'm getting between 3 and 4. I don't know.
No, I reckon 11. Yeah.
Stabbings.
Yeah, but stabbings doesn't necessarily mean killings.
Yeah, it could be bottle. Yeah, it could be anything. Stabbed like with a key. Yeah.
Well, whatever. Like, I reckon the official number will be, I reckon 11. But yeah, you know, maybe.
I'll go low. I'll go 4. You go 11. Then we've got a good little bit of ground there.
Okay, write it down. All right.
Yeah.
How many people going to get stabbed? No, for real, I'm going to write it down, man.
I'm writing it in the BBC, not the BBC, in the Arms House notes. Fucking brilliant. How many people got stabbed?
So Theme says 4, and I say Amber says 11.
In, can't remember.
Mudlag, how many people are going to get
stabbed? Yeah, Mudlag as well.
He doesn't want to get involved. He's like, nah, he does. You see? He's like, karma, man. I'm going to get stabbed 11 times tomorrow now. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that still counts.
I'm going to run around like because I want to win the bet. I'm like, yo,
that'd be 11 stabbings. Yeah,
I'm like, yo, you see that guy there?
As many times as I want. Yeah,
I'm going to go up to everyone and go, you see that guy there? Yeah, he said your mum's a bitch. That, just go around to everyone staring shit up. No, of course not.
Just dropping the N-bomb everywhere. But just say, no, I was doing karaoke. I was just reciting the lyrics. Blah, 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 stab, stab, stab. And you're like, no, I was just dropping the lyrics.
Oh, my God. Oh, you know what? We can end on this, man. You know that writer...
Wait. If you get stabbed 11 times, that's still... That means you won, because all 11 stabbings...
Count.
Yeah.
Each individual one, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. All right, I'll keep that.
As long as we got it set.
All right, so... But it has to be by 11 separate people, though. That's the thing. It can't be the same person stabbing me 11 times. It has to be 11 different people. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, okay, cool. Let's move on from that, because that's dark, man. Hopefully no one gets stabbed, obviously. You know, peace and love and unity. Let's keep it chill and peace.
Peace, love, and unity. Right.
Maybe, but no, I saw...
Caning it down. I'm feeling bad for Buds.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but it's like I said, it's going to stop soon, man. I'm telling you, it's going to stop by 6 o'clock. Well, 6:30, it'll stop. Because I want to link Tapas, man. I'm going to hook him up. Also, I've been seeing all the people. I'm jealous, man. All the people painting the boards. I saw Lordy came out there. Two Rise was down there. Kimes was out there. Helch has been doing his roller thing out there. Fucking.
Of course he has. Bear of course
people.
He has.
Bear people has been out there. Wants. Even Cause. Shout out Cause. He was doing his Ezrock thing out there. What? Deco.
You mean he left Acton to
yeah, imagine,
go and do some graph
in it.
Unbelievable effort. But there's never any point. You always do like 3 or 4 decent dubs, one that you don't really like, which is in some shit location, and the 3 or 4 they're just ramped. You can never see them. But the shit one you've done where you like barely did it, it's that's the one on display.
Yeah, and it's all about getting up high. That's the thing. You want to get high up on the boards, because usually when it's a sea of people, when carnival's on, no one can see the graph at ground level. But
there's certain spots, like the
there is.
Chica would have taken it. The boarding that goes up on Sainsbury's and Ladbroke Grove.
Oh, yeah, that's the one. I did that last year.
That's a spot.
Here's a picture of my one from last year. I did Arms House to your mum's house across the top as well. I did loads last year. I did about 5, 6, maybe 7 different fucking things, man. Here's a little... collage of all the things I did last year.
It's a little whoop.
But that's
I've gone down there and done like 5 or 6 times before. Stubs everywhere. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But we did it. We did it once. Those one of those side streets. I had a wicked, wicked dub on the side of the fucking street.
We did the end of All Saints Road. Me, you, Chick, and I can't remember who else. Was it Zombie or someone was with us?
Zombie, I think.
And we did it like up a ladder, and I did it below you, and then Chick was up a ladder. And I think Zombie was on. Yeah, I got pictures of that as well. I'll put them up here, man. Little carnival memories, man. I'm sure Mutlag's painted the boards several times as well, man. But you know, Mutlag
painted the diet. I've seen Akit has just gone down.
Oh yeah, Akit went out there, did her thing, and she was saying how like people were saying her throw up looks like a fallopian tube or something, and it's got udders.
Something. I can't remember what it said. I don't think it was fallopian tube.
She was giving me jokes. No, she said someone said that her throw up looks like a fallopian tube, but it's an A. It's an A that looks like a heart, and it's got drips coming off the bottom. And then someone said it looks like udders coming out the bottom. Anyway, salute. Also, another thing we were going to mention, but I don't want to make a big deal out of it. Rosa reached out to us, and all the PFB, like I said last episode, they were giving us props for mentioning them on the BBC. And then Rosa said...
They love it.
Let's
you love it, you dirty PFB rottens.
I just want to say...
Getting a mention.
he said that, I mean, Theme, you got the message. What did he say?
He said, the knights of the round table want to sit down in the local inn and have a podcast session with some serious, serious heads.
We'll do a PFB special.
Some field marshal generals, PFB special. Imagine that'd be sick, sitting around the desk, getting pissed, fill them with beers.
Bruv.
We're chatting like mean,
my mate,
elk.
Listen.
Brax,
Theme.
Zom.
Listen, I've got a mate who has a podcast studio. If we can organize that, then I'll definitely rent the studio so we'll all be mic'd up properly and it'll be a sick episode. My dream lineup would be for a PFB podcast would be me, you, obviously, Snatch, Mean, Rosa, Drax,
Elk.
Yeah. And Zombie, if he would be willing to get involved as well.
He's never gonna do it. Do you think I need to paint that yellow beyond? Do you think I need to go and chat about Gref?
But that would be the ultimate lineup, man. Obviously, we would love to have Lone there, we'd love to have Shun there, but they don't live in the country. Maybe even Acid, my mate, my boy, he would hopefully get involved. Yo, I'm just saying, but that for me would be the dream lineup, and that I think would be a legendary episode. If anyone could get a word in edgewise after Mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, and Skip would be a sick one. Look like, just say, yo, Skip. If he come up from, I know he doesn't live in London either, but he's one of the coolest fucking dudes you'll ever meet.
And Figs, Figaro as well, man. Just say Diet, man.
Yo. That's the thing. I'm trying to think logistically.
That'd be sick. Rosa, Elk. Snatch.
Elk.
Jeez. That's what I'm saying.
And Snatch would be crazy, man.
Elk.
Huh? Oh, and Psych. Yo, much like pulling them all out of the bag. Psych would be an ill one as well, man. But I think with too many people, I don't know, you know, if it would work.
No, I think we should try it. The first time ever, like... Yeah, but if it's like 5, 6, 7, that'd be sick.
If we could, but we'd have to be on point, Theme, and we'd have to make sure no one talks over, you know, too much talking over each other and stuff like that. You know, we'd have to try and orchestrate it. Yeah,
see, shut up! Elk was telling us a trackside tale!
Yeah, exactly.
Like, sorry, Elk, carry on, please, sir. That's it.
You'd have to do your best Ben impression.
Arms house to your mum's house.
You know what I mean? Keep it professional. Here we have
the PFB.
But no,
that'd be a wicked look.
What I was going to say is I was on Instagram the other day. I saw Jam. You know the writer Jam, J-A-M. He's up all over the place. He loves climbing up buildings. He's like a fucking spider monkey.
Very high.
Like, doing rooftops and shit. Shout out to Jam. But I saw he posted on his Instagram. He said, if Graf was in the Olympics, because, you know, we saw breakdancing was in the Olympics for the first time. If Graf was in the Olympics, who would you send to represent Britain? You can only send one writer to represent England. Who would you send? And it has to be an all-rounder, because if you think in the Olympics, they're gonna test you on your frop, on your tags, on your piecing, on your wild style, and you got to put them up against the Americans, up against the Japanese, the fucking Germans, everything. Who are we going to send?
Snatch would be a good shout.
I was about to say Snatch, man. Snatch is, he's not been so active as much now. I mean, he's been doing his thing, but I think Teach, maybe, you know.
Pieces, dubs, throw-ups, glamming.
I think Teach. That's a good shout. Teach. Send him.
Zom could cane it. Zombie would obviously cane it.
Zombie would kill it. But I think Teach is a good shout because he covers all aspects. But characters, can Teach do characters though? Yeah, he does. Definitely does characters, but...
And, zombie characters. I think I just saw Coma. Old school writer Coma had a photo up on his Insta.
Yeah.
Of him... I think it was with Hate and Feud,
no? Or Fuel?
Feud, no. Maybe. I'll look at I both looked at them, but I was like, yo.
You know, All City Steve, we mentioned All City Steve.
Send him one of those boys out, they could cane it.
He's got Coma on his next podcast. So that's another reason to go look up All City Steve. But
pick up All City Steve. Because he don't know nothing about no graph. So what he thought he'd do is get Coma, right? And then if I can learn a thing or two, do you know what I mean?
Now, here we go. I've got the picture here. Legendary 1980s Grove Train Kings, Foam and Hate and Coma, all sitting there in a row. Oh, man, that would be a podcast.
We've had Foam piece. I think Scheme looked at a Foam piece.
We've chatted about him enough on the pod. And I brought up Hate was some of my favorite train dubs.
Fucking hell, it's caning it now, bruv.
Yeah, it is proper caning it down, man. Hopefully it stops.
Is it still caning it where you are?
Not caning it, but it's definitely still raining, yes.
Damn, son.
All right, yo. Okay, cool. So if the
58 minutes, 49
so
seconds.
I'm going to try and go do something today, later down, you know, down, hopefully paint some boards if the rain subsides. If it doesn't, I'll be going to Carnival tomorrow. I'll get some footage and take the camera down there. And so here I'm going to splice in. I'm going to play a tune now, and over the tune, I'm going to play some of the footage that I get, okay?
All right.
All right, so theme, much love.
What if you don't go, what are you doing? Well, can I chill with Mutlak?
If I don't go to... Oh, tonight?
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll chat afterwards. I don't know. If it stops raining... If it doesn't stop raining, I don't know. But
I'm getting a birthday bloz. I'm waiting for a birthday bloz.
Happy birthday theme. Everyone write a happy birthday for theme out down in the comments as well, man.
Booked it in with the missus weeks ago.
Yeah, bloz.
Said it all on the calendar. Made the food. I've made the food. So yeah. Look, when you get home, all you got to do is give me a birthday bloz.
What did you cook?
Well, all the shit she told me to cook. Different fucking lamb and stuff like that.
Oh, nice. Okay, cool. Sweet.
And then, bosh. Birthday bloz. And then I'll see what's going on.
Sweet. Well, yo, message me, man. Message me. Hopefully the rain stops.
Not
during anyway.
The bloz, but after the bloz. I'll message you. Do you know what I mean?
All right.
Oh, money. Oh, money.
Party people. Bring on, house, episode 93 in the bag. Thank you so much to everyone tuning in. Thanks to all the Patreons. All the links are below. The music, mixtapes, everything. You know, much love. Just show some love and click on the button.
Join the
below.
Crew. Join in with us. Hit We're having like. Such fun times.
Send in your graph or critique. Send in your voice note questions. Everything is... Come on. Bring them in. Get involved, people. Like Theme says, man. AHC salute. Arms House crew. Let's go out to
Arms
this tune
to your mom's house.
By Blackalicious. He's part of a crew called Soul Sides, and this is a track called Swan Lake. I heard it the other day. I hadn't heard it in so long, but I fucking love this tune, man. And we'll go out to this. Peace. We got the two DJs on the wheel to steal. We rock the party to the break of day. We got the two DJs on the wheel to steal. And this is our sound when we play. We got the two DJs on the wheel to steal. We rock the party to the break of day.
Smooth shit, y'all. That's nice, man.
Arms House, your mum's house.
Tell them, Ben. Tell your friend. Arms House, come set the trend once again. Drive the people round the bend. Well, don't have a tenner, so none I can't lend.
Watching the tide, it's time to break the tension away. Come take a ride as you enter the dimension of the crucial size. That ain't nothing going on but
nice.
Now our brothers wanna flex, but I'm over their heads. I got the funky type of style to rip your vocals to shreds. I'm never running from the feds wearing red pro-cats, cause I ain't did nothing, nobody. I dedicate that line to Shaq from South Central. Not saying I'm the baddest, but I know I got potential. For every black man hung lyrically, I lent you. Your style is kinda dry, I hope my melody can quench you. My soul is one with all, although my ego is against you. See, rappers are raw meat, so now I got to mint you. I'm playing rappers out like a old pair of gym shoes. I can do anything, I can do anything. Cruising down the street in my 6'4 Impala. It's what I'd like to be doing if only I had the dollars. A baller ain't a baller if he ain't got balls. A scholar ain't a scholar if he ain't got scholastic education. And if not that, then learn from life beyond all the material crap. A human ain't a human if he doesn't make mistakes. And the name of this song is Swan Lake. It ain't a planet if it don't have wars.
yours. A battle ain't a battle if you don't catch scars. A mind that ain't inquisitive really doesn't got shit to live for. If you can't explore the realms of thought, you ought not test less. You'll be chomped up like a pop rock. Stop bought weed from the weed lady, thought it was the bomb. Really wasn't nothing but a bag of strong palms. Lost $20, didn't get high. Maybe next time I use my finances right. Live another day, learn another lesson. Ain't no need to get my mental status quo stressing. That is so ill, that is for real. That is no skill displayed, these shades gone now. So it's time to build my own umbrella. Tell it, tell a hella mellow fellas lounging. Better bread, I never fled ahead of other sounds. And all I wanna do is run my own universe. Grab the mic and let my spirit just fly. When I cooniverse, mind over matter, spirit over mind. A doobie and a skin, funky break beats and rhymes. A true blue homie to the end, reminiscing with your sisters in the living room den. A life with a plan, 9 acres on a land. Building self by yourself, helping out a fellow man. Preparing for the essence when your inner soul's free. Before the departure, plant another ripe seed. I think
in Jesus' name, you will not die tomorrow, but repent and give your life to Jesus Christ.
Arms out!
I don't wish for anyone to die.
Vegas says so. Me why you skin your teeth and make me see it. If you're sure from your phone, say you never tweet. You wanna freak, one man you keep. And him never yet complain, say you're deep. You make your bow, you no answer to yo. Wanna one man assembly, your chow chow. Knit up your bro, make a guy know. Say him be moving blow, oh. And sing again, heads high. Kill them with the no. Just make a boy know you're not blow. Show up, oh, heads high, kill them with the no. Just make a boy know you're not blow. Heads high, kill them with the no. Tell them Vegas says so. Me want hear you scream if your mouth clean. No man never rub your heen in no ice cream. You no smell green like Charlene. You will appreciate fresh, have a healthy hygiene. Some assuming while you keep blooming. Like a pretty little lily in the morning. You're not crawling, fresh as them darling. When you're rising, them keep falling. So sing again, heads high, kill them with you know.
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?